Welcome to Familypreneur, the podcast for parent entrepreneurs
raising kidpreneurs.
It's time for your weekly dose of inspiration and actionable tips to build your business and find better balance, all while strengthening your family. And now we'd like to introduce your host.
She's my mom and thebomb.com,
Meg Brunson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Familypreneur podcast.
Today's guest is a mother to five superstar changemakers. As a licensed mortuary scientist with a degree in business management, she worked for over 10 years as a management consultant and small business strategist in both the medical and restaurant fields. In addition to 15 years as the chief operating officer for the largest medical supply practices in Western New York, she's helped clients build strong community relationships, deliver excellent customer service, while building well-managed, diverse environments via culture, goals, and structure. As an official corporate dropout, she helped her 9-year-old daughter, Zandra A. Cunningham, turn her kitchen table hobby into a million-dollar brand. She has advanced knowledge in launching an international brand, generating revenue, partnership development, and preparing young moguls and family businesses for success. As the founder of Raising a Mogul LLC, and the CEO of Ram Brand Management, a strategic brand management and consulting agency, she is committed to supporting parents as they transition to parent managers and learn how to better position their children to explore their huge dreams, establish reputable businesses, and build their family legacy. I'm excited to reintroduce you, actually, to Tamara Zantel. Tamara, thank you for joining me.
Hello, hello. Happy to be here.
So you have been on the podcast a couple times before. You were on the podcast last time for our Become Influential Summit. But even before that, you joined me along with Zandra, your daughter, to share the story of starting her business. I'd love for you to share with us, at what point did you realize that in addition to working, you know, with Zandra on her business, that you had also developed a unique skill set to start teaching other parents how to transition into managers for their children's businesses?
Ooh, that's an awesome question. So I need to say first that when in the beginning in 2009, 10, 11, 12, when Zandra was first starting out, when she started at 9 years old, kidpreneur, teenpreneur wasn't even a thing. So therefore, there was no community. There was no pod or place where I could go get support and information that I needed in order to support my child. In addition, there was no place for her to go where she can connect with other like-minded kids and feel normal. You know, she was the only one all the time. And that was extremely stressful. It was a big problem for us in the beginning. So in 2016, once the business started to do amazing and, you know, we became a seven-figure business by the time she was 16 years old, I made a decision. I'm like, I'm done working for everybody else, trying to build their, you know, working to help them actually build their million-dollar businesses. I'm going to, you know, work for my family. So I, you know, left corporate to work for Zandra. My husband did the same thing. And a lot of my family did the same thing. And that's when I felt like I had the freedom to launch Raising a Mogul. So Raising a Mogul was exactly what I needed years ago that I couldn't find. I couldn't find a place for parents like me where we were having those detailed conversations about, you know, parents being a parent and also being a manager for our kids' business and navigating the process. So it just made sense. And I felt like I had learned so much because we actually, you know, what people would consider, we had made it. Working at the family business, we hadn't killed each other yet. Like, we still liked each other. Like, we were still making progress. It was good. Like, you know, and we were making money and actually supporting and helping others outside our immediate family, meaning our community. And we started a foundation and all these different things that we did. So it only made sense to me that I figured out a way to give back to more parents that so that they didn't have to struggle and go through all the things that I had to go through, because it was tough. It was tough. And so I wanted a safe place for them to ask questions, not feel, you know, talked down to, and a place where they can share the good and the bad days and feel supported. So that's why Raising a Mogul was, it had to be.
And how was that business experience starting Raising a Mogul? How was that different from building Zandra's product-based business?
Oh my goodness. Well, for one, I didn't know the internet space really, you know, like I was hardly on Facebook. So, you know, being a mom and I was in corporate and like I knew business, but I didn't know online business, specifically online marketing. Like I didn't realize that I was going to become an internet marketer. It was like, what is that? You know? So, you know, like organic traffic, pay, like all of these different things, I was clueless. So I really had to learn how to navigate the online space in order to reach, you know, thousands, millions and families all over the world, you know, and that's my goal is to reach as many families as possible. And with Xandra as a product-based business, people are typically, it was less of a tough sell, I'll say, because people are using lotion and soap and deodorant every single day. So there was kind of, you know, as long as you identify with your consumer and you share with them the features and the benefits and you connect and you find your people, that went well. It was okay. We learned how to, you know, develop a relationship with retail partners. But for me in raising a mogul, I was like, how do I get these people to like me? I have to get the parents, you know, because I always say was two things you do, you know, with parents, you don't mess with their kids or their money. And for me, raising a mogul, I was asking to be involved in both. Like, you know, I'm telling you how to start a business and how to manage your child. And then, you know, I wanted to charge for my services. So it was a lot. It was a lot for me to learn, I'll say.
And at the summit, I feel like you're tackling one of the biggest problem or the biggest obstacles that a lot of info, you know, preneurs, people who create informational products like you do with Raising a Mogul face. Mm-hmm. And that is how to determine what to offer for free and what to keep behind a paywall so that we can balance offering value to our audience with making money. Can you give us a quick rundown of what attendees can expect to learn from this session?
Absolutely. So in my session, I'm excited to first talk about what content really is, because a lot of us don't really know, you know, we're just creating stuff or watching other people and kind of like emulating that. So we talk about what content really is and how we can use it to serve our business. Then we talk about different ways, all the different details about free content, you know, where, you know, the purpose of it and why it's important and how it builds our audience and positions us in our authority within our specific niches or whatever we're, you know, whatever space we're trying to dominate. Okay. Then we go over paid content and your courses and your programs and all these different things. And I kind of talk you through a strategy of identifying, getting really clear about what it is you're going to, what your business found, your business structure. Let's talk about that. You know, your business structure, getting really clear about that, and then kind of backing your way into not getting caught up with the whole giving until it hurts, where, and then also not making any money because you already gave it away. And basically, listen, I did all that. So that's why I can talk about it with confidence.
And I'll say, as somebody who got a sneak peek at the presentation, your paid slides and like clear tips as to what is considered paid content, that's priceless. Just that one chunk of your presentation. So I definitely encourage everybody listening to make sure you got your ticket and make sure you attend Tamara's session. Tamara has so much more value to contribute. She is sharing it all with us at the Organic Marketing Summit, which is happening November 9th through 13th. Over the course of that 1 week, attendees are building their 2021 marketing plans together alongside 20 industry-leading experts who are invested in your success. And tickets are completely free, so there are no excuses here. Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com right now and reserve your free ticket. Do it now before your battery dies on your computer or you lose internet signal or a kid wants another snack. Do it before you forget and something else interrupts you. Tamara, thank you so much for taking the time to not only present at the summit and deal with all the tech issues that you and I had, but to also join me for this interview today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I'm so looking forward. Onward and upward, 2021. Let's get those marketing plans done. I can't wait to finish mine.
Yes. Well, we both look forward to seeing you at the Organic Marketing Summit. Bye for now.
Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and grab your free ticket to the Organic Marketing Summit today. It's happening November 9th through 13th, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Bye for now.
Do us a favor. Share this podcast to a friend. It's like my mom always says, sharing is caring.